Hi guys, we'd like to open up for questions now.
Aaron, how you doing?
Very good.
Historically, I mean, you have a really good record against the Bears, but it seems their defense at times, before last season especially, had given you fits. Is it just them seeing you so much? Is there something they do that kind of just messes with you, or what exactly is it?
They've always had a good defense. I mean, they're always very well coached. They have very good personnel. They played a decent defense well. They give most teams fits. We see them twice a year. That kind of, you know, kind of helps and hurts both teams. But no, I just think they've always had a good defense. So they play for most guys pretty tough.
All right. Jay Cutler was saying earlier that there are very few secrets between your two teams. Is that the way you look at it, even with the change in some personnel?
Yeah, I think that's probably pretty safe to say. There's, you know, they're going to run their stuff, we're going to run our stuff, and whoever can execute better is probably going to come out on top. You know, they got a great defense, they do a great job at stripping the ball, making plays on the ball, great turnovers, forcing you into long yard situations. You know, we like to, you know, do what we do best on offense, you know, make some plays through the passing game and run the ball, you know, as effectively as we can do it. And it's going to come down to, you know, who can eliminate the turnovers and who can execute better than their opponent.
What's Cedric like, too, to sit next to in meeting rooms?
He's great. He's good. I've enjoyed Ced a lot. He's been very eager to learn from the minute he got here. Excited about being on a team, excited about being somewhere where he was wanted. And, you know, we're excited to have him. We think he's a guy who can add a lot to our team, you know, not only with his play on the field, but his leadership in the locker room. And it's been a joy to have Cedric around.
Any surprise for you that, and I know you're not with the Bears, but any surprise it took them 4 years to really go out and outfit Jay Cutler with some wide receivers?
Yeah, that's not really, it doesn't really have a whole lot to do with me. So I'll let Jay answer that.
A situation like this where there's such a short preparation, a week of preparation, does it favor a quarterback who is good at improvising? In other words, does it put more audible, more control of the game in the quarterback's hands?
I don't know if it does that or not. I just think you have to have a plan. I think I'm guessing both teams did some work last week on it, or probably in the off season as well, just put some in place. Yeah, so we have a plan, you know, to do what we want to do on offense. But, you know, there's so much – this is a familiar opponent. So there's only so much you can bring out that may or may not surprise the defense. And in the end, it's going to be about executing what you do well against what they do well.
It seemed like you guys started off a little slow last week. Was that more stuff that you guys weren't doing or stuff that San Francisco's defense was doing?
I think we had some good drives early on. We just stalled a little bit on both of them. We didn't, you know, we didn't have three and out. We moved the ball well. We had four possessions in the first half, and one of them was under a minute, kind of two-minute situation. So they held on to the ball for a long time, and you know, we did a good job moving the football. We just didn't score in the first two possessions.
Aaron, Brian Urlacher doesn't look to be perfectly healthy yet, but just talk about how you have to account for him when he's out there.
Yeah, he's a great player. He's been around for a long time and understands the system that they run there, understands how to play the game. He's, you know, really savvy as far as reading his keys, making plays on the football when he can. Just does a great job out there. I have a lot of respect for him, the way he plays the game, the way that he, you know, conducts himself as a professional, and always enjoyed the competition against him, and just have a strong admiration and respect for him.
Is the beauty of what they run defensively, the simplicity of it, that there isn't a lot of tricks or disguises to, or just the umbrella covers that they can have?
I think there's definitely some disguises. It's a system where if you get some really smart, reactive type players who can make quick reactions based on their instincts and what they're feeling and seeing. This defense has always been effective when you have, you know, guys like Briggs and Urlacher who've been mainstays there, but a solid nickel guy who can play in the slot in sub personnel and do a good job of reading, running fast and making plays on the ball. And I think DJ Moore has more than proved that he can do that. when you have corners who do a good job rerouting and reading pass concepts, that helps as well. And then obviously being able to have a four-man pass rush with the kind of guys they bring off the edge and inside has always given them the flexibility to play their Tampa 2 scheme when they want to in the back end.
What type of challenge is it to have Julius Peppers be able to move inside and kind of pick and choose some of the matchups that he wants from time to time?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that, you know, we've seen the New York Giants do with JPP, you know, moving him around, moving those guys around, creating different matchups with his length and athleticism. Julius is one of the most athletic players in the league in any position, and he's a guy you got to account for in every snap.
Aaron, it's just one game, but sometimes you guys can learn a little bit about your team. What have you seen from the guys in the locker room this year, how they've handled an opening loss like that and how they've turned around and gotten ready for the next one?
Well, it's only been 2 days, but I think we all realize it's one game. It's a good opponent. We didn't play as well as we wanted to on both sides of the ball, and when you're playing big-time teams, you got to win the turnover battle and be better on third down and get off the field on third down. And they had the advantages in most of those categories, and that's why they won it.
All right. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks a lot.